Some people argue that in this day and age we live in an equal society, and that days such as International Women's Day are unnecessary. In the last 100 years, women in the UK have achieved a lot towards equality. Women have earned the right to vote. Abortion was legalised in 1967, and the first female Prime Minister was elected in 1979. Suffragettes such as Emmeline Pankhurst and Millicent Fawcett fought for the right for women to vote back in the 1900s. They were faced with police brutality, imprisonment, and ridicule in the press, but they did not give up. Emily Davidson even became a martyr after throwing herself under the King's horse. But despite the progress that has been made, women in the UK still face discrimination and underrepresentation. Women are 51% of the UK population and yet make up just 22.5% of MPs, 15.6% of High Court judges, 10% of bank CEOs, and 5% of national newspaper editors.
One in five women experience some sort of sexual violence in their lifetime.
Approximately 85,000 women are raped in England and Wales every year.
Over 400,000 women are sexually assaulted every year.
Only 6% of sexual offenders are convicted.
On average, women in the UK earn 15% less than men.
Only 22% of Members of Parliament are women.
Tomorrow, King's College is celebrating International Women's Day with panel discussions and film screenings. The event is free to attend and open for everyone. I talked to Amelia Horgan, the Women's Officer of King's College, about the event and what International Women's Day means to her.
I think for me it's an annual celebration of how far women's position has come but more importantly how far we still have to go. So much gendered violence and women getting a really rough deal, and I like to kind of use it as a chance to reflect on how far Women Campaigning for Change has made a difference, but really still far we have to go.
Why do you think International Women's Day is still relevant today?
As a feminist, I get asked by a lot of people why I'm a feminist. They claim it's ridiculous. They claim that kind of women in Western Europe don't have any right to be unhappy, and they kind of point to other countries and say it's far worse there. But women still face so many problems. So in the UK, every week, two women are killed by a current or ex-partner. I was reading an article today that was suggesting that police officers in London asked women to not report rape cases so that their statistics would be better, which is really awful. As a student at Cambridge, even though we've been here for 40 years now, it still feels very much like an old boys' club. Women kind of face so many problems a day that a day to reflect on what problems women face and what causes them and what we can do to change them is still so hugely important.
Can you tell me more about what is happening at King's on Saturday?
So I've organised a set of events, including